Singer Sushila Raman was born in London to Indian parents. She says that the further she got from home, the more they felt the need to keep a sense of their identity. So her mother made Sushila master the complex South Indian style of singing. And like any good teenager, she rebelled, and she sang blues and soul. Now, at the age of 30, she's come full circle. Her music mixes traditional and contemporary beats with electric guitars and Hindu devotional songs. That unlikely blend has earned her hundreds of thousands of fans around the world. Her new CD is called Love Trap. Karen Michelle has this profile.
Sushila Raman's CDs are often stuck in the world music bins at record stores, alongside Chinese pipa players and virtuosos of the Turkish zaz. Raman would rather think of what she does as a global soul.
What is really important to me is that, you know, this thing is very urban. You know, I'm urban, I live in London, you know, and the urban reality at the moment is that there's all these great cult mix of cultures, and you can go and get sushi in Malaysian down the road, and you can, you know, and what I'm doing is I'm just taking where I come from, you know, and really kind of interacting with that collision which happens in these urban cultures, and, you know, making something that's really real and representative of today and the reality, the urban reality of today.
In the 1970s, when Sushila Raman was growing up, first in London, then in Australia, the kind of music she heard was South Indian. Her parents were from southern India, and that was the music of home. As a teenager, Sushila Raman discovered Nina Simone, Billie Holiday, Muddy Waters, James Brown, and Erik Satie. She sang blues and funk in Australian bands.
Around the age of 21, I wanted to start reconnecting with India and trying to find a way to be able to make a coherent music that was linking East and West.
So she went to northern India to study with one of the great women singers of Hindustani music.
I feel comfortable with that music, really, and it's, you know, it's music that I was exposed to a lot as a child, and I feel, you know, there's a place for me to sing it. It's not out of context, you know, it's something that's very, it's very personal to me.
Part of the context for Sushila Raman is spiritual. Washington Post music critic Teresa Wiltz points out that Raman's approach to Indian music is quite different from those who come to it from outside of the traditions.
She thinks that in the hands of Westerners, all too often, you know, Indian music becomes this kind of, you know, really new agey, spacey, you know, holier than thou kind of thing. And I mean, she says it's religious music, but they're approaching it as hedonists.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, it's a very strong tradition. And, you know, those compositions, the fact that they're 18th century compositions and they've really lived within the consciousness of people, you know, over all of those years and they've survived, gives that music a great power, you know. And, I mean, there's something in the transmission there, you know, like these things have been transmitted generation to generation, and I've been a recipient of that. So I think that a lot of those concepts probably do embody themselves through me in some way that is a, sort of not really something intentional, it's just something that's there. But I'm actually more interested, not so much in the mystic side really, but I mean I'm really interested in this music because it's very great music.
But
One of Sushila Raman's strengths, says music critic Teresa Wiltz, is her ability to combine different kinds of music, Indian and otherwise.
Sometimes you hear music that's just, you know, a little too calculated, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, and it just doesn't work. It never seems to come together and gel. But her music has a very seamless quality to it.
Love Trap, the title cut of Sushila Raman's new CD, was inspired by a 1970s recording of an Ethiopian singer.
I have fallen so steeply in love. The harmony that you charm me with cascades from above. Bewitch me, beguile me.
I just fell madly in love with this song, and I think the main thing was that it was the mode that it was written in. It's a very unusual tritone mode, and it was a mode that I'd never really heard before. I really wanted to understand it, and I became very obsessed with it and listened to it again and again and again and again. And then I just loved it so much that I just wanted to make my own version of it.
A version that reflects her life in multicultural London, though she continues to seriously explore her own musical heritage.
I am really interested in Tamil music. So recently, last year, I went off to India to study some very, very ancient Shaivite hymns, which would, you know, date back to between 700 and 900 AD. And I basically had this very, very intense time living at the pilgrimage site of the tomb of a famous singer saint, and learning this very, very intense devotional hymns. It's really important for me to keep up with the Tamil tradition and keep with the South Indian tradition. Now that I'm feeling more and more secure in myself to be able to go back to South India and keep learning, that's what I want to do, just want to be a student.
Still, Sushila Raman wants her next album to have less Indian material, to be more of a balance between songs in English and those in Tamil, Telugu, and Sanskrit. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.
Kashini Anandamrita.